pitch. Swung on, skied to right, sending Castellanos back to the track at the wall, and it's gone. Just a towering fly ball the other way. And Luis Robert Jr. with a two-run home run.
Hey.
It's the second two-run homer tonight for the White Sox. And they lead it 4-2.
Yeah, two ways to view that one. Welcome back. Midday Show Live.
Feels like an audition.
It was. NovaCare Complex, 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World, RV sales, service parts, and accessories. All right. Hugh, the annoying part last night was the Phillies lost to the White Sox. I mean, it's just, let's call it what. That's annoying. I mean, they want them to sweep this series. Now let's just hope they can win the series. Tonight it's Luzardo on the mound for the Phillies against Chicago. But the other way to view what we saw last night was, you said it, an audition. So not only a home run. And by the way, if you watch that home run, it looked like a half swing. Luis Robert's power and his talent, his body, is overwhelming. Like, he should be an all-star player. And what's happened the last couple of years with injuries and downplay, it's bizarre because 2 years ago, he looked like an MVP candidate. Mm-hmm. But he half swung at that pitch. It looked like a pop-up at first, and it goes over the right field wall. And then Huey had a diving catch in center field to take a hit away. Like, he was auditioning last night.
I tell you what, it's something to be said, because we talked about the fact that, you know, he's kind of had a down year. Was it like before that when he was like 10 home runs or something
like that? Yep.
To know that your name is potentially linked to the team that you're going to play. You're playing against, and you're like, I'm going to kill him with this one. I'm going to go out there and have a great day.
So he did, and here's the latest on Luis Robert and his trade market. According to Buster Olney, this may come down to the Mets and the Phillies. So here's Buster Olney this morning on Luis Robert. Division rivals are vying for outfielder Luis Robert of the White Sox, but the White Sox apparently resolute in stance that they'll either receive a trade return, the equivalent of what Robert's potential is, or hang on to him beyond the deadline. Basically, they're holding out for something good. The White Sox hold a $20 million option on Robert for next season. They have tons of payroll flexibility, blah, blah, blah. Basically, he's saying they don't have to dump him. They want something real back. Mm-hmm. But then it comes down to this. The Mets and the Phillies are the two teams right
vying
now,
for his services,
according to Only, that are kind of the leaders in the clubhouse for Luis Robert, which makes it even more fascinating because let's say the Phillies pass on him and he goes to the Mets. They got to face him to win this division.
Yeah,
like, he could swing the division.
Yeah, that's a tough one. And we saw how this happened last year. Who was it, Chisholm? We were talking about getting Chisholm.
Yeah, and he went to the Yankees and helped
the Yankees out a lot. So yeah, you don't want that to happen again. It looks like, well, since the price went up on the brick, went up a little bit, it looks like it might cost you a little bit more, but it probably still won't be as much as it would have been for a bigger name.
Yeah, and if he was playing the way he used to, right? Yeah. If he was playing at the level he did 2 years ago, he would have top prospects to get him. That's not what he's been. It does change the equation a little bit. If it's the Mets, right? Like, if the Phillies just choose to go after a different bat and they don't get Luis Robert, okay, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. But, Hugh, if he ends up with the Mets and he plays well for them, it's something we're going to talk about, right? Because he's clearly available. There's not that many teams that are after him because he's having a down year and the option on his contract. If it comes down to the Mets-Phillies, it becomes something we can't ignore. Like, well, if he's a Met, we're going to watch him.
We're going to see that. We're going to see him a lot.
Yeah, and if he sinks there, I mean, we may dodge a bullet, but it just adds to it that, Kyle, it's between the Mets and the Phillies, it looks like.
Yeah, and even if, say, we go after Eugenio Suarez and they get Luis Robert, you know we're just going to be comparing and contrasting those two guys the rest of the season, whether or not we made the right move or, you know, whether we got the better end of it. Like, the fact that the Mets are going to take a big swing at this deadline, really, it just adds to everything we're going to be looking at the rest of the season, like with Dave Dombrowski, and if the Mets make the better move than us, like we're gonna have Dombrowski's head. I mean, like it's gonna be crazy here.
Well, and then look at this. I bring this up a lot. Look at the standings.
The
difference between the number one or two seed, like the bye in the National League, versus the five seed and playing on the road in the wild card round, is really tight. Like it's a game or two.
Yeah.
So. This play, like you may think, oh, the Phillies are going to make the playoffs anyway, and they probably will. But
the seeding is a big deal.
I mean, right now, the two seed gets to be off for the wild card round. The five seed, which is where the Phillies, I believe, are right now, they have to go to Chicago and play the Cubs in a 3-game series. I don't want to do that. I just would not want to go to Wrigley Field and play the Cubs for a best out of three if I could be home. Like, 2 years ago when the Phillies were a wild card, they got to play the Miami Marlins in the first round. It's way different than playing the Chicago Cubs in Wrigley Field. So these moves matter. We'll see the Phillies tonight against Robert again. Luzardo on the mound. It was a very annoying loss last night. All right, let's get back to your phone calls on all this. The Phillies, the trade deadline, do they owe it to these guys to make a big move? The Eagles' mindset. And, of course, your reaction to management here at Odyssey and WIP postponing Joe versus Jack in tennis today.
Soft.
Yeah, that's what a lot of us feel. Josh Maniac is up. What's up, Josh?
Josh.
Yo.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah, I'm disappointed in the tennis match being canceled. I got to tell you, I was on my way down there at my lunch break, and that's a coveted time, you know? So tell your producer he owes me one.
It's Kyle's
me?
Fault.
What did I do?
What did Kyle do?
I didn't cancel it.
So you guys, who canceled it then? So who
Rod,
canceled
Rod
it?
Lakin. Rod Lakin.
Not me.
Our brand manager.
Tell Rod. All right, sorry. I misspoke. Tell Rod that he owes us one then. How about that?
Okay. Well, it's out there now. I mean, yeah. He can hear this. I mean, earlier when Hugh was ripping him, Hugh has this thing where unless someone is like next to him, he doesn't realize that anyone can hear us anywhere. So he was ripping Rod, and Rod heard it all. And he's like, wait, you heard that?
Yeah, I did.
Rod was like, yeah, you're on the air.
I was surprised.
I can hear you anywhere you are. So, we'll pass it along.
Let's do this exercise together, right? Let's all imagine that we're getting out of our vehicle, we're getting on the train or whatever we're doing, getting to work one day, and it's in the middle of January, right? And there's snow on the ground, and the wind is just whipping through your face, and it's 19 degrees out. Are we going to be complaining about 100-degree weather then?
We are not. For a lot of people, they'll be wishing it was back.
Exactly. So that's why, you know, I don't understand why people, you know.
I don't tend to complain.
Outside.
You don't complain.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
I'm with y'all here.
Hugh, if anything, you know better than everybody else that, you know, like the pads on in July, it doesn't matter what the temperature is outside, right?
Yeah, back in the day, I remember.
Yeah, it really, and Josh Goodfong, it really does add to the backdrop of today that Vic Fangio, let's listen to him again. I mean, I don't know if Vic was specifically speaking on Jack versus Joe. He might have been, though. Here's Vic Fangio on what the heat really is.
After all your years coaching, how much do you enjoy or not enjoy a hot day like this at training?
It's not hot today. That's a mindset, you know. We're going to play some hot games of September, and if you cave to a hot day in training camp, we're in trouble.
He's spot on about his football team, about his defense, and also you could spin it to today. I also have another question about the future of this competition between Joe and Jack. There's three events left. I assume that running and basketball are going to take place
indoors. Well outdoors.
I assumed outdoors.
Outdoors.
Now
basketball should be indoors.
Okay, basketball could be indoors, but you also could play in an outside, court. Apart, but whatever.
Yeah, something tells me.
But are we now going to like postpone running? I mean, it's going to be August soon. It's going to probably be really hot. Have we reached a threshold where we are going to struggle to get through this because of the summer?
Is it one event when they run, or is it going to be a couple of events?
I think it's going to be a sprint.
Hold on.
That shouldn't be that long. Though.
We're making this a lot more complicated than it needs to be. What I just did, guys, is this crazy thing. I just pulled up my weather app on my phone, and I can see that next week, Monday's 81, Tuesday's 83, Wednesday's 84, Thursday's 83. So,
that sounds manageable.
Yeah, and, like, you know, anybody can do that, just to be clear.
In advance, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. And not disappoint us. I'm just saying, Vic Fangio doesn't seem to listen to these excuses.
It's going
to
be my last day, too, now.
It's all our last
Yeah, we out of here.
Yeah, it's a football. Vic's a football guy.
We out of here.
Yeah. Hugh, not a football guy.
Yes, yeah, it's a wrap.
Yeah. You're a wrap?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just thinking about what we're going to do after this.
What are you going to do next, Hugh?
Yeah, what's the next?
You're going to pursue acting again?
Well, no, I got some things in mind that I'm working on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ventures?
Yeah, I got some ventures.
Yeah.
I got a few things cooking.
And slather Vaseline on me.
Let's go to David in Westchester. Hey, David.
Oh, my God. Hugh, stop saying that. He's going to be dishing baked beans at Bucky's next. So, just saying.
Excuse me.
No, Hugh could definitely work at Bucky's
next.
That
was funny.
He could. He knows the whole menu. He'd be all right at Bucky's. I would go there. But, so I was going to ask you, Joe, how did you enjoy watching your future center field last night play for the other team? He looked pretty good, didn't he?
Well, I enjoyed that version. Well, I mean, I didn't enjoy it because he hit the home run last night. But I enjoyed watching that version of that player because he's really good when he's like that. Unfortunately, he hasn't been that good in 2 years for what reason.
Yeah, well, the reason is he's on such a crappy team. He's just, you know, basically mentally he's checked out. And if you put him in a winning atmosphere, he's going to do much better. He's more like the old him than he is the current him. And he just needs a change of scenery. Just get him out of there. I do care what you have to pay for him because I wouldn't pay what you would have paid last year because of this. Because it is an issue that's going to have to be addressed. But I would still, you know, I would do everything my parents. Get him or Kwan, either one. Pay, you know, Kwan I pay whatever you got to pay. Roberts I pay a little less, but I would still, I mean, the size of that guy is just, it's mind-boggling. I mean, he's a big dude. Watch him.
And his power and speed combination, you just don't see many players like that.
Yeah, I mean, if Hugh Douglas had longer arms, that would have been Hugh Douglas in the NFL, but unfortunately not. So.
Yeah, I mean, he's right. I mean, I think there's some parallels there with the athlete of a young Hugh Douglas and Luis Robert. Not Hugh now.
No, not now.
Cool. But you, and Darryl, you got to stop living in fast. You got to move on with this Eagles thing. You know, when,
it just happened.
My wife,
they just won. Their last game was a Super Bowl.
And now they're looking to next year, which is exactly what they should be. They're still hungry. They want more. Like, my wife, you know, when he didn't, Jalen Hurts didn't put his ring on, she's like, he didn't even put his ring on. I'm like, I'm glad he didn't put his ring on because you know why? He wants 10 more rings. And he, you know, he's not looking at, oh,
you know, you're allowed to put the first ring on and then win other ones. There's no rule against this.
Mm. Yeah, well, you are, but this man is so, would you call him like hyper-focused? Like he just gets into something and just, yeah, so he's already hyper-focused on next year, on this year coming up. You know, he's focused on getting another one and another one and another one. And I think he's going to be that through his entire career, but, you know, he's good to go. You just need to. You need to get on board, Joe, or when Rod Lincoln fires you, I'm not giving you a job. So you just need to.
Well, I didn't even know that was in the cards if I needed one.
Oh,
David.
It is. You guys are done. Yeah.
Well, we might be after today. We'll figure it out.
We might get suspended. Yeah. I don't think we're going to get fired.
No, I mean, what did we say? That the guy wore blue jeans, got overheated, and canceled the event? That happened.
We might get suspended.
Well, it was a single lie told today. Was a single lie told today.
He looked hot.
Yeah, of course he did.
He looked hot, and it was early. He looked hot.
Yeah. All right, so you brought this up a few times, and I think it's a really interesting parallel. So last year, the Phillies, there was some connection in the trade market to them and Jazz Chisholm Jr., right? Mm-hmm. And the Phillies didn't do that. We know he landed with the Yankees. And David just brought up, sometimes if you're on a bad team, maybe you're not, like, fully invested, and then you get to a better spot, right, and it brings out the best in you.
Yeah.
So Chisholm played 5 years with the Marlins.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at his numbers overall and then since he's got to the Yankees. Ready for this? If you look at his OPS, 749 in 5 years with Miami, which is decent, right? I'd say like an average kind of offense player. He's at 829 since he got to the Yankees in about a year. He has leveled up from being, I'd say, a pretty good player, a decent player, above average, to a really good player. That could happen with Luis Robert. I mean, there's some risk attached when you trade for a player. Like, Luis Robert, if you look at his numbers, it's not good. It's just not good.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been good in the past. And there is a thought that maybe you bring him here and he's rejuvenated by sellout crowds, by big games. He gets to play in the playoffs. I mean, he hasn't experienced that in Chicago in 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, all of that. All of that. There's a possibility. I mean, something similar. To when I came here and realized how fanatical the fan base was here, even though we weren't winning, you know, played with some really, really good players. And when Andy Reid came, it was just the icing on the cake, you know. But it's something to be said about being somewhere that feels like they're going in the right direction. Definitely feels.
I also think it might be telling where the Phillies are in desperation. A year ago. And I don't know why, but remember the report came out. They didn't think that Jazz Chisholm fit the culture. That's not coming out this time about Luis Robert, even though there's some similarities between them as you know, where their careers have been up and down. I think the Phillies realize they need help. I mean, if whatever that help is, wherever it's coming from, they need more to go win the World Series. Let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy. Hey, Chuck.
Chuck.
Yo, Joe Giglio, what's the dealio?
Chuck, what's up?
Hey, man, listen, I call for one thing and one thing only, right? It's, you know, it's kind of a, you know, a day that I'm just sitting here and I'm working outside in this heat, and I hear that they canceled Jack Fritz and Joe DeCamera, right? Well, let me tell you, I'm the first one to tell you, right? I'm going to follow the patent, you know, the best mayor we've ever had here, Mayor Rendell, right? He said it best. You know what I mean? He said that the wussification of this nation is at an all-time high, and that's what it is right now. Domes on stadiums and, you know, canceling stuff because it's too hot. You know, we gonna cancel the basketball game next round because the floor is too hard, huh? What are you gonna do next, huh? You gonna cancel this? You can publicize this whole thing, and you cancel it because it's too hot, and you're scared they're gonna pass out. Well, that's why they make Gatorade. That's why they make Peter, you know, water and Pedialyte. You know what I mean? They make all types of fluids and drinks that you can drink during a game, and they make towels to wipe your face off. Tell a construction worker that it's too cold or it's too hot. Go tell an electrician right now that's burning in the heat right now that it's too hot to fit wires up. Tell a cable guy that when Hugh Douglas wanted cable on to be able to watch his Tubi movies, tell him that it's too hot to be cable in. I mean, go tell these guys that it's too hot or it's too cold. I can't believe y'all, man. Rod, you work that corny-ass swag from Arizona. You know what I mean? You work that lame-ass swag from Arizona, and you should be ashamed of yourself, Rod Lakin. I'm serious, man. You don't pass on a bit like this after hyping it up. That's like a fighter going into a fight, going through the weigh-in, and then going to the fight at the ring. He hopped out the ring and said, I'm not fighting. What type of garbage is this, man? I tell you, I don't even know what type of world we live in no more. We're talking about domes and our stadiums now, too, huh?
That's you again.
About people stealing hurt, huh? I'm telling you, man. I'm done with this world, man. It ain't the same world. 60 years ago, they didn't have the air conditioning, Rod. What did you do then? Huh? You think it's always about sitting in that little studio all comfortable and you don't get no type of sweat? Rod Lakin, you disappointed me, brother. You really disappointed me in this one. And I'm very disappointed that the tennis match didn't happen. Don't cancel no more events. Please don't. Because this is something that people are planning around this session. Think about that, Rod Lakin.
He took it way too far.
He was strong. Did you expect anything less?
He took it
the
way too far.
The wussification of this city.
I just want to say, I don't condone.
Well, that's because you caught strays in
there. Well, I mean, we did just have it on our show. So.
Yeah, I mean, you're guilty by association.
Oh, no, we are so cooked.
Well, someone had to pay for this today, right?
We
could have ripped a camera and Jack for probably, I would say probably, if not both, maybe one of them.
And we gotta go
getting
back to
in
the
his
studio
ear about
tomorrow.
This.
And we got to go to the studio tomorrow. Oh, we are so cooked.
Yeah, at least it'll be air-conditioned in the studio tomorrow.
Ooh, yeah. After Chuck rips us for the air conditioning. It's going to be so warm. It's going to be so cool. I mean, it ain't gonna be warm as it is today.
No, it will not be. I mean, is he wrong about a lot of that?
Canceling?
Chuck, like in the same week, we have ex NFL players, guys that used to have 80 sacks in the NFL on this radio station, championing a dome in Philadelphia, and then we canceled a measly old tennis match.
That was unnecessary
for heat.
That was unnecessary, the shot that I took.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
No, you took like three, and they were all very necessary.
They were not necessary. Mm. Those shots weren't necessary.
As Kyle always says, what happened to my city? Like, what is going on around here?
It was hot.
Oh, come on.
It was a little hot today. But I guess some, it wasn't too hot to wear jeans. But it was.
I like how you can't get over the jeans.
No. Wait a minute. With, like, you know, I walk upright, and I'm no better because I have on a black shirt and some dark shorts.
Yeah, you didn't dress for the weather either.
But I'm dressed appropriate.
Shorts.
So our fearless leader, he comes out to Winnebago, right? I'm like, man, what the hell you got on? What you doing? And he says, I know. And I'm like, no, obviously you don't know because it's hot.
Yeah. Well. I mean, if you want more of that, what we just heard from Chuck, you people are, they're not handling it well.
Oh, I can't wait for that. All right. We'll hear from them coming up. 215-592-9494. We'll get to you people. I especially feel for you people today, because today they were going to get to experience a split screen. They were going to have the show here live from camp, and on the other side of the screen was going to be, you know, Federer and Nadal 2.0.
Federer and Nadal,
with
really?
The camera and Jack. And now we get none of it because of management. All right, more phone calls, plus... We got to hit this. More on the Harper-Manfred incident.
We got some more?
Oh, boy.
I'm pressing charges. I would just say it was
wait
me.
For
I would
this.
Press
wait.
Charges.
Some potential consequences that the Phillies could face over. You need to hear this. That's next. It is the Midday Show live from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp on Sports Radio 94 WIP.